And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Kind of a weird way to end a gospel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now I know some of you may be saying, wait a minute, Father Eric, my Bible's got an extra few verses in here. And yes, most Bibles include some extra verses after this, but none of the early manuscripts have this ending. And so we have to wonder, what's going on? There are a number of different theories. I have my own theory, but perhaps the most popular one is these ancient scrolls were fragile, and the end of Mark's scroll just kind of fell off and was lost. But nevertheless, we're left in this awkward position on this Easter morning where we're supposed to be all about joy and excitement and celebration, and yet our reading ends with trembling and fear. So perhaps we need to fill things out a bit and take a closer look at our reading today. And once we've done that, hopefully it'll be easier for us to look ahead and explore the implications of this strange but important ending to Mark's gospel. So let's start by taking a look at the women in our story. When Jesus' public ministry begins, we see him surrounded by male disciples, which is to be expected in a male-dominated culture. But, interestingly enough, we see a number of women who are also following Jesus. When Jesus is arrested, the male disciples all scatter, but the women continue following him, even to the cross. And so it shouldn't surprise us that on this first Easter morning, who is it that we see going to the tomb but the women? They're on their way to anoint the body of Jesus. This was part of the custom and tradition of the Jewish people. Now, as they walk, their conversation is eminently practical. Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb? Now, this is certainly not a timid group of women. They don't seem to fear the angry crowd that just a few days ago demanded Jesus' crucifixion. Nor are they concerned about the Roman soldiers that they know are guarding the tomb. They're simply trying to figure out how they're going to practically accomplish the task at hand. When they arrive at the tomb, they're a little surprised to see that the stone has already been rolled away from the entrance. And we need to remember that these women were there at the tomb when Jesus' body was placed in there on Friday afternoon. And they saw the stone rolled in place, probably by a couple big, strong men. So no doubt, they're wondering not only who has moved the stone, but why. Surely nobody came on the Sabbath and moved it. But once again, we don't see any real fear in them. Maybe a little confusion. And so they bravely enter the tomb. Think about that just for a second. They bravely just head right on into the tomb. And there they find a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. Out of all of the things that they might have been expecting to find on going into the tomb, this was probably not one of them. And this angel tells them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." Now, we've probably heard this story so many times that we just think, oh, yeah, of course. The women are like, oh, yes, of course, he's risen from the dead. But imagine going to the funeral of a loved one only to find the casket empty. That would be unsettling enough. But then what if there's a stranger standing there by the casket who says, oh, yeah, he got up and walked away? What would your initial reaction be? Yes, you would eventually be overcome with joy that your loved one was alive once again. But I don't think that would be your first response. When the unexpected happens, our primary emotion is usually fear. We want to know not only what is happening, but what it means. Now, resurrection itself wasn't an entirely foreign concept to the Jewish people. They believed that at the end of the age, all of the dead would physically rise from the dead and there for the final judgment. But despite Jesus making reference to the resurrection a number of times, nobody was actually expecting him to do it first, before everyone else. And so the women are left to try and make sense of what all of this means. Now, despite their fear and confusion, the angel gives them a command. He tells them, "But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And Mark concludes his gospel by telling us that they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Well, no matter how brave we think we are, change has an unsettling effect on all of us. I mean, just think about a time in your life when you had to go to a new school, or you had to start a new job or move to a new town, or they changed what time your favorite show is on TV. Yeah. We're creatures of habit, and we love our routines. And when something happens that disrupts those routines, it can be terrifying. Now, 3 years ago, I was in a pretty comfortable situation. I was serving in a large church that was growing and had an amazing facility and abundant resources with which to fund that growth. And I lived in a nice house, in a nice neighborhood, and I had a wonderful network of friends and colleagues. Life was really good. And then the Lord called me to California, to a tiny church that was in decline. I remember in my initial talks with our church board, which we call a vestry, they told me, "We have enough money to pay you for 3 years." We're coming up on 3 years. My first Sunday here, I was absolutely terrified. And I can remember thinking, "Oh my God, what have I done?" But we knew that the Lord had called us together, and so we all trusted in him, even in the midst of many, many changes. 2.5 years later, and look what the Lord has done. Now, on a personal level, I absolutely love living in Poway and being close to my wife's family. There are times I still can't believe I get to live and work in such an amazing place. Now, sure, our church here isn't big, but the people here are kind. And I've experienced a tremendous amount of healing from your ministry to me. And speaking of our little congregation, if you haven't noticed, it's growing. Our finances are really healthy, and we're doing good and effective ministry in our community. Praise the Lord. Now, as we all know, expanding mission and ministry requires change. It is impossible for a church to grow and yet stay the same. And I know that change can be scary. As human beings, there's always this temptation for us to cling to what we know rather than stepping out in faith for something better. And we see this in our gospel lesson today. Despite everything that has happened in the past few years, these women have remained steadfast and brave. And the death of Jesus was awful, But in a strange way, it still fits into their understanding of how the world works. You know, we try and get something going, and the Romans crush it. That's how life works. But the empty tomb throws that world into a tailspin. You see, they know how to deal with a loved one that's died. They have done that numerous times. But they have no idea what to do about someone who has been raised from the dead. The bravery of these women has melted away, leaving them in silence because they know that the resurrection of Jesus changes everything. Although the angel tells them to go and tell the disciples, we're told that they said nothing to anyone for they were afraid. You see, initially they wanted to stay in the world of dead Jesus because at least that is a world that they understand. It's comfortable because it's familiar and it makes sense. How many people today insist on living with the dead Jesus because it is comfortable and familiar? If Jesus is dead, then life just goes on as it always has. I can just go about my business looking out for number one. If Jesus is dead, then I'm free to pursue life, a life of worldly pleasure and gain. If Jesus is dead, then the physical world is all that there is. So let's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. The world of a dead Jesus is ultimately a meaningless world. And because it is meaningless, I am free to assign to it whatever meaning I like, and I am free to reject whatever meaning I don't like. You see, I get to be the center of a dead Jesus world. Now, there are plenty of people living today in a world of dead Jesus. And while things often look great on the outside, on the inside, what we so often see is nothing but despair. And we're often shocked when we hear stories of celebrities who take their own lives. And we wonder, why would they do such a thing? After all, they have everything that the world tells us we need to be happy. They have wealth, power, influence, fame. Who doesn't want those things? In a dead Jesus world, we think, surely if I had those things, I would be satisfied. But what happens when you have everything that this world has to offer, and yet your life still feels empty? What happens when there is nothing left to strive for, and yet our souls still hunger for something more? In a dead Jesus world, this leads to a despair that is completely overwhelming. But a resurrected Jesus changes everything. Suddenly, our life has new meaning because it has purpose beyond our individual selves. If Jesus is alive, it means that I'm not just a cog in a meaningless machine, but I am a son of the living God, and I am an heir of an eternal kingdom. A resurrected Jesus means that I am a different person and that I live my life in a different way than the rest of the world. Ultimately, a resurrected Jesus means that this life is not the end. Because death has been defeated and we too will one day be raised with him to new life. This resurrection world is available to all of us through Jesus. But it can seem really scary. A life of death and despair may not be ideal, but for many of us, it's what we know. And we find strange comfort in what is familiar. Now, if this describes where you are, I want to invite you into a better life, a life where dead men are raised. Now, I know that when you enter this new world, everything in your life is going to change. And that can be terrifying. But I want to assure you that it is so, so worth it. Now, I'm not saying that life will get easier. In fact, in many ways, when we accept Jesus, life gets harder. It certainly did for Jesus' followers. This ragtag group of disciples who abandoned Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, they went on to proclaim boldly that Jesus had been raised from the dead. And despite many of these men and women being killed for making this proclamation, the church continued to grow, the gospel continued to be preached, and lives continued to be changed. The world has changed because Jesus has risen from the dead, and nothing will ever be the same again. So don't let your fear keep you from experiencing life the way it is meant to be lived. Come and experience what it means to be reconciled to God through Jesus. The risen Lord is waiting with open arms, ready to bring you into his glorious kingdom. Our gospel lesson today ends in fear, but we know that this is not the end of the story. We know from the other gospel accounts that the women did eventually go and tell the disciples what they had seen and what they had heard. They were, in fact, the first witnesses to the risen Lord and to the new world that has come as a result. Theologian N.T. Wright says that this is not the end of the story, but actually it is the beginning. He tells us that in the resurrection, a new way of living, a new way of being human has been launched upon the world, a way that people thought impossible then and think impossible still today, but a way that has caught up millions and transformed their lives beyond recognition. Change can be scary, but change is also good. My prayer for each of us this Easter day is that we would not allow fear to rule over us, leaving us stuck in the familiar rather than rejoicing in the extraordinary. If you've never received Jesus into your heart before, make today the day that you start living that new resurrected life. If you are following Jesus today, remember that he is constantly calling us out of our comfort zones and into greater mission for his kingdom here on earth. Jesus Christ is risen, and nothing will ever be the same again. Thanks be to God. Amen.